getting started, please. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we can remain standing, we'll be led in prayer today by Chuck Whitmire from Charlotte Church.
Father, we're grateful for the weather we have enjoyed this summer, for the abundance of rain that causes things to continue to grow, all of which we could not possibly do on our own, for they are a gift from you. Thank you for all we're gathered tonight. We pray for our village. Pray that it will be a place of peace and of justice, and a place where we will love our neighbors, as you have called us to do. We pray for those who serve, our elected officials, our police department, first responders, firefighters, and all of those who gave up their time very, very willingly so that we might live in an orderly and well-run society. So we pray tonight, Father, most of all, that we might express what you have called us to treat others the way we would like to be treated. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, if we could move on to attendance and roll call, please.
Tyler. Frank.
Here.
Adams.
Here.
Dawson.
Here.
Can I do one motion for both of them, or do I have to do
separate?
I have
to do it separate, please.
Okay.
Sorry.
I need a motion to excuse Ms. Daphne Demline from the meeting this evening.
So move.
Second.
Motion and second. Roll call, please.
Frank.
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
And I need a motion to excuse Mr. Chad Johnson from the evening meeting this evening.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
On approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Approval of previous meeting minutes from July 7th, 2025, regular council meeting.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Anyone from the public wishing to address council tonight? Remind you there's a 2-minute time limit. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Angela Riley. I live on 622 Taylor Street, and I am here today for the Delta Recreational Council. We are looking to put together an event at the beginning of October, and I have like my permits that I need to send in, and so we're looking at putting it at the park. The proceeds will go in the rec council that are helping buy things in the park. We recently just purchased 8 new baseball benches, and we're in the process of working forward with the pickleball courts that have been approved. So this is basically just a fundraiser that we're going to do to help offset any money. We're always looking for donations, but we have one event we get money in for the chicken festival, so this is something that we came up with to possibly maybe bring more money into the nonprofit. So the event is going to be called Beer, Boots, and Barbecue. And it's going to have country music. We're hoping to have it at the park where most of the like the dance in the streets are held, things like that. And then basically we're going to do pulled pork. It's going to be kind of our theme. We're going to have sandwiches, pulled pork nachos. We're going to try to do a bull riding event, and then basically it's 21 and older, so we'll need the help of the police. I don't know, the fire department might have to. I have a permit for tents that I have to do also, so I don't know if I need to address that to be approved today or just submit the permits in.
I think you just submit.
Just submit the permits.
And then that's all we need to do?
Yes, and we'll review it, and then we'll go forward from there. The determination, if it's, can you get approved or not, if they have, everything is in order.
So, thank you so much.
Contact me tomorrow if you want.
I just recently took over the rec council, like, it's been just about a year, so we're really trying to do a lot for the park if we can. This event is kind of towards, we'd like to bring in two, if we could, handicap accessible swings to put in the park, maybe add in some concrete with a small pavilion, maybe some new playground equipment, and get rid of a couple pieces that are not in very good shape. So we have a lot of ideas, and we're moving forward. The park board, I work with them, I go to the meetings, we're talking about some new picnic tables, trash cans, things like that. So we're really working forward to try to improve the park. One of the biggest things when people come to buy a house is you look at school district and the park. So, so moving forward with that, that's all I have, so.
All right, thank you.
When did you say that was?
We're looking at like either the 4th or the 11th of October.
Are you asking for council's permission to use, you're gonna have to get permission for them to use the park?
I'll make a motion to approve use of the park.
I'll second.
I would say pending, I'm sorry, pending the chief's approval.
Pending approval of permits.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Brink?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dunlop? Or Dawson, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Emily Callahan, and I live at 7865 County Road 7-2. I want to thank council for inviting a conversation about annexation. I understand from some updates that Councilman shared that there will be some more information regarding this. However, since that's not in writing and not legally bound at this moment, my husband and I would like to express our great disinterest in this process. Our York Township property is nearly 2 acres with mature trees and a creek and lots of wildlife. It's a private and quiet country setting with space to play, build, or even start a farm. This is what we love most about our home. It's why my husband and I chose to move back to Delta after growing up here. We chose to move back 5 years ago, specifically to York Township. Joining the village would be an increased property and income taxes and sewer rates on top of the water rates we already pay. If and when our septic system fails, we have the cost to reroute our sewer lines to the city and go through the abandonment process to decommission our system. That's thousands of dollars, most of which incur annually, of unnecessary and unexpected expense for someone who intentionally purchased in the township. So that's pretty frustrating, especially considering the administrator's letter last Thursday was the first time we heard of the water service agreement and the associated ordinance. Our property deed and disclosure makes no mention of potential for annexation in exchange for already established water service. If we had known there were village drains attached to our township property, we wouldn't have purchased it. So while we support the community as a whole, joining the village is not of interest, nor does it offer any objective advantage. And further, as a concept that we didn't vote on, being proposed by council, we didn't elect in a village that we're not part of, which feels like an unfair power play between township and village. So I urge you, council, feels like the opportunity to correct the course now. An annexation opt-out process is a critical and fair next step. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Thank you. Moving on, we'll go to correspondence.
There is no correspondence at this time, Mr. Mayor.
All right, reports and updates. Administrator?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, just keeping council in the loop about the updates on the Love's development. I have gotten word that the sale of the property where the Love's property is going, where the Love's project is going to be placed, is looking to be sold around mid-August. So we finally have a date of when the property is going to be purchased officially. Long Beach Valley Planning Organization is conducting a walkthrough of the Bunting Bearings property on Wednesday, July 22nd. I will be participating in that walkthrough as well. If any members of council is interested in being, I guess if they are interested in going on the walkthrough, I guess just please let me know so that way I can inform Mommy Valley in the event that, you know, they anticipate more people coming.
When did you say that was again? I'm sorry.
It's going to be tomorrow. Or it's going to be Wednesday, excuse me. July 22nd. Or no, not Wednesday. That's Tuesday. I don't know why I said Wednesday, Tuesday. My apologies.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow.
At what time?
I believe it is, let me double check.
The land bank is in full control of this process, correct? Because this property is technically falls under their jurisdiction.
Yes.
The village is just along for the ride waiting at the moment.
Yep, and that actually comes into my next point in my report is that Maumee Valley Planning Organization had also reached out to the village about if we were interested in hosting the site where the bids are going to be opened, and I have allowed them. So that will occur on Thursday, July 31st at 11 a.m. here at Village Hall. So we're going to use the council chambers to have the bids conducted. Now, the village has no say on who receives the bid, but we're just kind of more observing.
We're thanking for them.
Yep. So with that being said, in my role as the village's zoning inspector, I forgot to issue in my last report the zoning certificates that I had issued out in my last report. I was dealing with a small IT issue that's been resolved, but within the last month, I've issued 7 zoning certificates and 1 zoning variance that was approved by the Board of Zoning Appeals. So within our streets department, numerous tasks have been completed over the past month, including over half of the footers for the headstones in the cemetery, sweeping the curb streets, picking up brush, installing numerous signs marking the new school zones and corporation boundaries, spraying for the mosquitoes, as I saw them firsthand doing during the night before the chicken fest, and also making sure that the park was being worked on and was making getting everything clean and ready for the chicken festival. So the streets department has also continued to complete their seasonal tasks, including potholes over in Rogers and Enterprise, mowing grass, grinding stumps, and assisting other departments as needed. Staff has also begun striping parking spaces, and I don't know which parking lots or which parking spaces they've done first. It was just, they just told me that they began the striping and backfilling the new sidewalk by the park, over in the park. So, and we'll also be replacing a catch basin over on Helvetia. Now, over in the water and wastewater department, daily requirements are being completed at both plants. Over in the water department, the out of service hydrants at Roger Road and West Main have been replaced, and the horizontal barrier bars around the hydrant at Petty-LaGrange have been cut. Some very important news. The water plant was approved by the Ohio EPA for a reduction in operator record hours because of having 0 significant non-compliance issues over the past 12 months. So with that being said, our ORC requirements over at our water plant have now been reduced from 40 hours a week down to 20 hours a week. So in our wastewater, the sewer line on Adrian between Adrian and the Edgewood lift station was cleaned due to a residential sewer backup. Backflow check valve on Lucas Street was installed due to a sewer overflow into 513 Lucas Street during rain events. And the June 2025 permitted compliance samples were all within range, and there were 0 violations reported to the EPA. The hydrants on Wood and Northwood Street are scheduled to be replaced by the end of the month, and the cross-threaded hydrant nozzle on US 20 in front of North Star is being replaced. In addition, Jones and Henry came out to the village. They met with myself and Ms. Flores, our water superintendent, to evaluate the elevations at the wastewater CSO basin, especially concerning 513 Locust Street. They also inspected the village's collection system overflows and their conditional operational status for the long-term control plan for the Ohio EPA compliance schedule. And lastly, the weekend operators have continued to try to keep the bathrooms at the park open and watering the plants, or watering the flowers on Main Street. Just an additional thing I wanted to add as part of my report. I did attend the mortgage burning ceremony with the American Legion of Delta. So, and it was a very, I want to say heartwarming ceremony, and it was just glad to see that the American Legion was able to pay off their mortgage and now can freely be able to fund events and projects as they see fit going forward. So, and that's the end of my report.
All right. I want to thank Jamie and her staff for doing a good job out there, getting compliance and everything down. Thank you. Well, Assistant Finance Director.
I just asked for approval of the invoices.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Law Director.
I have nothing, Mayor. Thank you.
You? Chief?
Good evening. As Mr. Frager mentioned, the new signs are up. The new signs and the signs are moved in the school zone, so that will be enforceable starting the school year. The extensions have all been signed out, off on, and we'll put it on social media, the map, so that people can be aware of it. But the signage is all there in the proper spots. We'll see later on this year if we got to receive the grant to put some additional signage, but those would just be the flashing ones during the restricted times. The school zone is now properly marked, and we did, as part of that, move the Village Corporation Limit sign from kind of Taylor and Edgewood up north to Taylor and H. So all that's been changed and is in the proper place. The Chicken Festival is over. We got through with minimal hours overtime. We had a booth set up with some of our community partners, including Keeping Our Girls Safe, the Humane Society, and the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I think everybody kind of enjoyed our booth. At least a few of the animals got adopted from the Humane Society, so that was nice to see. I think our whole portion of the website is ready for publication. Our park portion is up to date and ready to go. There was a commercial motor vehicle enforcement push in Fulton County and Williams County on the 15th. Unfortunately, due to staffing, we weren't able to put any officers out for it, but the Ohio State Highway Patrol conducted it kind of after we asked for it to be done, to look for overweight vehicles and vehicles with unsecured loads. They were identified, I believe, 9 vehicles that were in fine violation of Ohio's weight laws in between Fulton County and Williams County on that day. So that was a success for us. We're working currently with the Water Department and the IT Department looking at security options for the reservoir, considering cameras and other options. We've had a couple different things out there recently as far as property damage and some other criminal acts being committed at the reservoir, one of which we were able to charge because of some good witnesses. Without the witnesses taking down the pertinent information, we probably wouldn't be able to charge it with what we have out there, so it's something going forward that we're looking at cameras out there in at least a couple different spots to help identify crimes in action. And that's all I have right now.
Okay. I also want to thank you, some members of the fire department. Asked me to thank you for going above and beyond on a recent call and assisting with the children. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything from any members of the council or any committees?
I have. You guys all should have gotten a cash balance sheet that showed the cash balance from 2024 in each of the fund and encumbrances from 2024. Those are things that were budgeted for in 2024, but for some reason did not get paid in 2024. But they're all open purchase orders, so they're expenses that we do still owe for. The probably some of them have already been paid by now, if not all of them. So it gave you the column with our total carryover balance on all funds. There is some kind of discrepancy in the 502 sewer fund of $624.41 between what was initially reported, and then when I put them on this spreadsheet and created the spreadsheet, Marlene to double check my numbers and stuff, and we don't know where that additional $624 come from. We still need to do some investigating on it, but I just wanted to point it out. Then the final expense budget is in the next column. Expected revenues is your next column. And then the difference, if we only got in that much revenue, we had those expenses, then the difference, which for all funds is a negative $115,000, meaning our balance would be lower for all funds by $115,000 at the end of the year. If everything went exactly as budgeted. I felt it was important you all see this so that you know, you can't just look at current year expenses and current year estimated revenues when you're looking at a budget. You've got to look at what your balances are and what your encumbrances were from the previous year that hadn't been paid. So if anybody has any questions, they can direct them to Marlena or Chris or myself.
Are we doing the audit for the 624 ourselves, or do we bring somebody in to look for that $624?
We'll probably try and do it ourselves at least to begin with. It might just be a typo, I don't know. We can only go off the reports we have, but.
Questions? Anything else from any other members?
Oh, I want to thank Marlena for reviewing this in the time frame she had and getting it done too. Sorry.
Okay, nothing else. Moving on to old business. Discuss annexation/service agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. So just give me one second here while I prepare. So in our previous discussion at our last council meeting, what I had brought to your attention was that we had one of the residents over in your township that was requesting sewer service from the village. And what I brought to council the first time was that I had noticed that a lot of these residents that are here tonight that are from this area of your township, and we're talking the corridor between 7-2 and County Road H, a lot of them also sign water agreements with the village. Now, we have an ordinance that is on the books from 1996 that states that anybody who signs a water agreement with the village would have to anticipate or would have to go out of their way to file the paperwork with the county to file for annexation in the event that the village requested them go through annexation. In fact, the ordinance also includes language that was written that anybody that were to sell their house in York Township, or any of these individuals who got water service from the village that were to sell their homes, were also put in a covenant in their deed that would indicate that they would have to file for annexation upon the village requesting them to be annexed. And so that's kind of why we're here tonight, and that's kind of why a lot of these residents from York Township are here tonight, is because they're also kind of sandwiched in between two big, you know, big parcels that are then annexed into the village that are owned by Delta Acres. So basically what I brought to council tonight wasn't really the idea of, you know, if we're, you know, just to let them know that we're gonna annex. It was to inform you that these were the circumstances that are given right now. You know, if any of these individuals were to also receive sewer from the, were also receive sewer service from the village, they could also have another reason why they would be annexed into the village. Now, as you know, as the administrator, it's not my decision on whether you make that choice or not. It's ultimately what I recommend. And you can choose to take that recommendation or you can choose not to take that recommendation. But what I have for you tonight up on a TV that I brought from home is basically what you're seeing right now with these individuals is you got on this side over here, that's owned by Delta Acres. This side is owned here by Delta Acres. And that's all within the village limits. And if you look at down here, I'm talking down here.
Can you move your TV so we can see, please?
Excuse me?
Could you move it so we can see?
And move it over that, move it closer, yeah. Move it to the right.
You can slide in and you can move it up and closer so we can all see it.
Well, unfortunately, I can try as best I can, but unfortunately the
power cord.
The cord is not that long.
Okay.
So I did not grab it. I didn't grab an extension cord in time, so that's not as far as you're. You know, but my point being is that if you look at down here, kind of where my finger is, that's kind of where the border between the village Delta ends and where York Township begins. Now, as I just stated, I understand. I requested village staff to look into when so many of your guys' water accounts were created. And I understand that some of you have gotten water from the village years before this ordinance was put into place. Mm-hmm. And probably weren't even aware. And I don't know what the village was doing 30 years ago, if they were interested in annexing those properties or even making you aware. But ultimately what I did want to inform the residents of York Township who are here tonight is that, yes, we have ordinances on our books that state that if you were to receive service from the village, you would have had to expect some sort of notification that you could be annexed into the village. Now, my job isn't to tell you that you're going to be necessarily annexed into the village. It's just based on what information that I've been given. Now, how this all started is, a resident from York Township had requested sewer service from the village, and they were made aware that they could be annexed into the village. Well, then somebody else had also asked if they could tap into that sewer line once it got broken, or once that sewer line got put into the ground. And we had informed them that they could also be annexed because of where they sit right now. And we didn't want to create essentially what are considered donuts, where you got one neighbor that's in the village, one neighbor in York Township, another neighbor in the village, another neighbor in York Township.
Is there anything annexed to the north of them? Or south, whichever way I'm looking.
Well, this would be
north. Are they donated right now? Would they be a donut? Or just three sides right now?
Like right now?
It's three sides, correct?
As of right now, where it would be is...
Am I wrong?
7865 would have to close the loop for it to be a donut.
Right. And 7865 already expressed their interest of not closing, so there would be no donuts. So I think this is a moot point at this time.
So I don't think it's a moot point, and I'm not hold the tomatoes. I think we have an opportunity to update some old legislation on our books. That when you receive water and sewer from the village, you agree to annex it. People who had water rights and sewer rights before 96 are exempt unless chosen. I think that's a fair compromise, that if you're getting all services from the village, you're part of the village at that point and you can pay your services. I think that updating, I believe, it is 921.03 sewer taps, and there's a corresponding section in water as well to say that upon receiving both services from the village, we would annex that property.
So then what we're going to need from council then is we're just going to need a direction that you want those you want the language in those ordinances changed, and then we can also include language in the another ordinance updating that, just indicating that anybody who got water service from the village pre 96 or pre 2008 for wastewater,
a grandfather rule basically.
That would sound about fair.
Is that something you can do, Kevin?
Yes, I can't, so I just want to make sure. So usually, and I haven't looked at these ordinances recently, but usually the municipalities have one ordinance that says if you get water, you have to annex. Another ordinance that says if you get sewer, you have to annex.
Correct, there is one of each.
Yeah, so are you saying that only if they get water and sewer?
Yes, because that would eliminate most of the issue that we have on this particular block of property.
For me.
Except for you, what are you causing me trouble for? What's your issue? Come talk to us.
I'm the first house outside of town.
You are?
7752.
7752, come on down.
Received sewer in
98, okay.
And I have the paperwork. Nothing says I have to be part of the town when I receive the sewer.
Okay. Do you also own 7768?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I thought they were together.
And across the street, and I was under the impression that I had to put a pipe across my property, but it's going to be a problem.
That pipe, turn it off.
I'll share that, baby. Why is that sewer?
I'll help.
It's doing a neighbor, doing a favor for a neighbor that wants to build a house.
First of all, across the street, there's no way we can build a house. You cannot use sewer or water on our property.
So it's
concrete. I mean, it's concrete boulders. It used to be a ravine.
They backfilled that with concrete all underneath, right? Yep.
There is no way to build anything on it. You can't use water. You can't use sewer. There's nothing. Maybe a garage.
I like to hunt, but I shoot over there on the part of it.
The privileges of being outside town limits.
You know, if I get answered, then
I appreciate that. There's always that one little hiccup.
And then I, on the second house, I had to put a windshield out there.
Correct. Because we didn't want to do the donut.
Yeah.
Right.
We were told that if we put a sewer line in from his house out, that he and I, both our houses, would have to be annexed in. I said no. So we kept my grandfather and put a leach field and septic tank in his backyard.
Yeah. So, council.
That was funny.
Yeah, the council. I guess the question is if there was no notification at the time of signing, do we want to enforce this rule, or do we want to use our decision making ability to not enforce this rule in this case and update legislation? I guess that's
just because there's no signed agreement doesn't. I mean, a municipality has absolutely no legal obligation to provide any service beyond their boundary.
Right.
There was a Supreme Court case through the city of Perrysburg years ago where that's how Perrysburg ended up annexing all that property out to basically Waterville. So just because I want you to get fixated on a written agreement, that doesn't matter.
Right.
Because literally right now you could shut the water off and the sewer off to any, if they're not a resident, if they're not within the village of Delta, you have no obligation to provide that service to them. So the written agreement is
I guess now they all pay the outside rates.
Just coming at more from being good neighbors. This legislation and these agreements that went out and weren't notified predate pretty much all of us. They predate our administrator, they predate our mayor, they predate myself. I think being good neighbors in the long run, potentially, warrants people wanting to come into the village. Being bad neighbors further cements people who don't want to be in the village from coming into the village. And I think this is an opportunity to have, offer that gesture of goodwill, because I don't think forcing one house, 7752, in at this moment is making or breaking the village finances in terms of income tax.
But we lose money on residences.
So I guess that's where I'm coming from. I don't know how the rest of council feels.
I agree. Just update the legislation, grandfather that in. They're paying outside rates for water. And then if they do decide, hey, we want sewer, and then we have the new legislation, we'll send it out. So now that you're getting sewer, we'll annex you now that you're getting both water and sewer.
Anybody have thoughts, concerns, comments? Or are we good to tell Kevin to draft some stuff for us?
Yeah. So two aspects to it. You have to have both water and sewer to annex.
Water and sewer.
And then we grandfather the other one, we grandfather in.
Yep.
You can do that.
Grandfathering me. One that just got sewer. You
got
the one that built the house.
Yeah. Oh. I talked enough. The rest of the house
can
have a voice.
You know, I like you. You keep talking. So right. Welcome to the town.
That's right. This color has a signed agreement with the village for wastewater service. And he just expressed to me before the meeting that he does not want to be annexed into the village if it means receiving wastewater service from the village. Now, again, council could simply decide if you want him to pay the outside rate, you can do that. Or if he decides now that he just he wants to back out, I guess it's his choice.
He's going to say it.
It states in there that I don't have an opinion. If everybody around me wants to annex in, I have to do it. But I don't have to do it. If everybody else wants to, then I do.
If you're encircled, like if...
So there's actually... A couple ways annexation gets a little bit squirrely. I believe that what he's referring to is if a certain number of your neighbors want to be annexed in, they can pull a property in with them.
And that's what it states.
That's not the same as the donut clause. Okay. There are two separate clauses there. Gotcha. You know, because Beth had me do some research back in the day.
Thank you.
Was that in the letter you received? Or
no, that was what I signed.
That was what you signed?
For the waste part.
Okay. Do we have a copy of that agreement?
So I have the original.
I
can read it before this. So.
Signed June 25th.
And just so you know, Council, make sure the part about the annexation for wastewater is in Chapter 931, and it reflects almost identical language that was in Chapter 921 of the ordinance that was passed in 96. So that ordinance for wastewater was passed in 2008.
This aloud now that I've found it and we've gone through this. So it is section 5. The said applicant shall exert all efforts to obtain annexation of his property to the village of Delta, period. If people other than the applicant who can legally do so petition for the annexation of property to the village and said property includes the property of the applicant shall raise no objections to the annexation and will cooperate in all aspects, including the signing of the annexation petition. So that's if a bunch of his neighbors want to pull into the village and you can get sucked in against your will. That's not the case that we're currently dealing with here. The applicant further agrees that at any time they sell the property or any part thereof for which the village wastewater service applications are being made, said applicant will require as a condition of purchase that the purchaser enter into a similar agreement with the village of Delta and the applicant cause a restrictive covenant to be placed on the deed to purchaser, which covenant will require the purchaser and all subsequent purchasers to exert all efforts to obtain of said property to the Village of Delta. So I think, I guess the issue here is the very beginning of that, which is said applicant shall exert all efforts to obtain annexation of his property to the Village of Delta, which was signed the second day of June 2025. Oh, come on, you'll be the only one with an opinion. Kevin, I don't want to stick my nose in the contracts that have been signed. What is your opinion on this?
The council would have to redo that, I mean, with the ordinance. I mean, the idea here is it's sort of a domino, it is a domino effect. So Delta's here, this property gets water sewer, they have to annex. Next property gets water and sewer, they have to annex. And it just keeps going. It's a domino effect. So you never create a donut because what happens, and this happened recently in Sylvania, if somebody doesn't want to annex and they've signed this agreement, the city can force the annexation themselves. And that's what Sylvania did to bring in the property owners. And again, that's how Perrysburg ended up out at Waterville. You know, they started where they are downtown and just went right down River Road, and people wanted water and sewer, and they had to annex. So
legally, running afoul of anything with a signed contract, because that's out of my depth.
Yeah, I mean, council would have to agree to redo this executed contract. It's already signed.
Will there be a line going out to County Road H with the Delta Acres being building several houses out there?
A sewer line?
Yes.
There is a sewer line that will run that direction, yes, but it's going to probably run through the property. We're trying not to dead end that line, so it will be looped into the rest of the sewer system for just ease of maintenance on the lines and keeping pressure in the system. I don't have that exact map in my hands at this moment.
I didn't see where it would be, but I'm at 7961, so I'm all the way on the corner.
7961.
Okay.
I have no interest in tying into it. I'm just curious if it's going to be there, or we're talking about a quarter mile distance from somebody that wants it to County Road H. Are they just going to be one house at a time? If they do ever do
we,
it, or
we just want to guarantee that you're not going to force us down the road.
So, and that's I think what we're discussing with the amended legislation is that
according to that plant map, most of that Delta Acres can feed off of
streets.
Those streets north of the high school.
Right.
But it also shows a possible sewer line going down 72, which then 20 units up in that corner would connect that to
the condos.
I want to pay for a sewer so that Ruben Law and those guys can
Right, and I just want the Delta Acres property is not a set in stone going to happen. None of that, none of the housing layouts, none of the sewer layouts, none of that is set in stone. That is none of that is a done deal. That is still something that could fall through or pass. That is not something that hits. So I don't feel comfortable saying there is going to be a sewer line right here, and it's going to be like I can't make that guarantee to you folks.
So if you ran it though. We paid for it, and then they built something, me and Johnny can charge him to tap into our sewer.
Now you're taking my tapping fee.
Mine's more expensive.
Right, so that infrastructure would be paid by them and their build out. It would not be paid through you. All right, we have one house. Signed contract. Let's not get sidetracked.
We'd have to redo the whole contract and amend it.
So it's Is Mr. Keller contiguous to the village?
Via Delta Acres property?
Yes, because one of the other Delta Acres properties is right behind his property.
So. Okay. And is he receiving water now?
Yes.
So if he receives sewer, you just told me to draft legislation said if he gets both, he has to come in.
Right.
So you can redo the contract, but your statute's going to say he's got to come in anyway.
Right. We're talking about kind of the neighborly thing, so I mean, yeah. If he doesn't want to do the contract, I think that it wouldn't be that far out of range to have this contract done.
But you mean the issue, so what the issue is what we're running into is, so we're talking about creating legislation that if you get water and sewer from the village to save this group of houses from coming into the village, that you annex into the village. He will be getting both of those things. So we're passing legislation that says if you do these things, you have to come in. He would be doing both of those things. So even if we redid the contract, it would say that he was coming in. And that's where the crux of this issue currently lies. Not that we're not trying to be a good neighbor, we would be creating a very specific exemption for one house against the ordinance of the village. Now, I agree with updating things. I'm just worried about creating unique precedents of exemption. Because that's what we'd be doing. We'd be setting a precedence with this house. And then anyone else, anywhere else down the line, could use that precedence in a legal manner, if I'm not mistaken, against the village. And I don't want to open the village up to a liability issue. There's the neighbors and there's also protecting the rest of the village from litigation, which is where we weigh the pros and cons of these things.
And I think it's important for council to know that this deals not only with residential, but commercial.
And that was an issue I presented to you in that analysis I brought before you, was that you can now have companies come in and say, well, we want water and sewer service from the village, but we don't want to annex.
So this is...
It sounds like something should have been taken care of prior before anything was signed with paperwork.
Yep.
This is the first that I'm hearing about this, and I think you guys are as well, right? This is the first time this was brought to our attention.
There was a lack of... So this was passed as policy 30 years ago. And it was not enforced, which has then led us to this problem now, which we're cleaning up a mess of things that were passed by a vote by a previous council that were not enforced. And now we either amend the legislation and correct it and deal with this issue now and fix it, or we just pretend that this legislation that is not being enforced, which then can be exploited by larger corporations down the line, just doesn't exist. So we are dealing with it now, and it's going to affect people, and it sucks, and certain people are going to be affected more than others, and I am sorry. That is what it is.
Is there anybody else here who currently gets sewer and water and doesn't want to be annexed in?
She's that first house.
She's the first
752.
7752.
Right where the sign begins.
And you said 98?
98.
So how does that affect her then? If she gets, wouldn't you have to do an exemption?
That was the discussion we were having about grandfathering in people from 25 years ago.
Yeah.
But the issue is that we're dealing with one from 3 weeks ago.
Okay. So.
I use the dates.
So if I may interrupt, Councilwoman Frank. Councilman Shear, what I provided to you is a list of these residents that are here tonight. So on the left side, you're going to see the date of when they received water from the village. On the right side is when those houses were either bought or sold from the former residents to some of the other current residents that are here tonight.
Okay, so I want to read some of these dates to council so we have an idea of when water service was initially run to these homes. Account 00063 1989.
I wasn't even born yet.
0056-1952, 05256-1997, 051-1991, 02942-2000, 04905-1989, 0043-1999, and finally 0042-1992. So the newest water service that was run to these homes was 2000, almost 26 years ago at this point.
So you get, so, but they just became contiguous now because of Delta Acres.
Correct.
So again, I keep talking about Perrysburg. Some of those people had water from Perrysburg for 40 years and they never became contiguous. And once they became contiguous, that's what kicked the agreement in.
Right. I guess where I'm coming from is our legislation started in 1996. Passed by this body. The legislation was like,
what,
four or
five? There's four or five of those in there that were after that?
One in 97, one in 2000, one in 99.
So three of them.
And there was also a list on the other side of the table as well of when those homes were bought and sold.
And I do not know if clauses were included in those as per duties, and I'm
going to assume they weren't.
I'm going to assume they weren't as well.
We're the newest ones in the neighborhood, yeah. And I can tell you, we didn't. When he asked me, when I talked to him on the phone, I said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Because, like I said, because in the ordinance, it actually stated that there had to have been a covenant put in the deed that you would be annexed. And like I said, I don't fault any of you if you weren't aware of that, because that was probably legislation that was, to Councilman Shearer's point, that was never enforced. Because probably 30 years ago, they never thought that we would have grown to what we are now, or even growing boundaries. That was probably never a discussion.
See it. I am going to be the bad guy and say I think that we have to, providing water and sewer to the newest property, have to annex that property. It is contiguous with the village going with the new legislation that's been proposed. And that's just to protect us going forward from any litigation with large corporations coming into the village. I don't want this coming back to bite us.
That's 7813.
Yes. Now, Councilman Shearer, to continue the discussion that we had at the last council meeting as well, the Tiffany's across the street were also looking into potentially tying into that sewer line once it broke ground.
I believe the Tiffy's are here, and I spoke with him earlier, and he is not interested in.
Not if I'm going to be next day.
So it sounds like he's going to do a leach field. So he would be covered under the new amended legislation of water and sewer and would not be forced to annex in at that point.
All right, I'll notify the county health department then.
Okay, so the way we're set up then, there's nothing that connects them to the north.
Correct. 7837 and 7865 are both here, and they are not interested in annexing in. They do not have sewer, they do have water.
That's correct for 7865.
Okay.
Right.
And they're paying outside rates.
What I'm looking at on the north side of H, is there any of those houses incorporated by the reservoir on the north side of H?
I don't think
between
so.
Between the corner and the reservoir? Yes.
I do not believe so, but.
I do not think so.
No, that's.
That's all York Township.
Yes, on the north side, a lot of that is. That's all
incorporated by the village.
Okay.
I think so.
So the world, what I'm looking at is, are we going to end up having a donut effect here?
No.
So then, if they want water and sewer, then I guess, yeah, they should join the corporation. If they don't, because then there's no donut, so it won't affect anything.
Yep. 7850, 7837, and 7865 are the big houses in the not forming of a donut. So discuss amongst yourselves before you guys decide to annex in for sewer. we should be fine. Can we expect that legislation at the next meeting, or?
I'm hearing you say that, yes, it will be.
Perfect.
What about the property that was grandfathered in?
7752. That's the property that we discussed, the grandfather rule, as it was over 25 years. An exemption clause, basically, for that house. Correct. As long as. Yeah, you have no connections that you're paying for, so that is, it runs under your land, but you're not using it there, correct? Yep.
By the way, I'm curious, where does the main water line run? Does it run down 7-2?
Jamie?
The main from the water.
It does, and it's on your side, it's on your side.
Man, we're gonna be getting free water.
If I wanted to tie into that line, I'd be annexed in, right?
You would be.
What about the other properties next to me?
Then you would form that donut, and those two properties.
That would be good.
Yep, so you would, the two properties south that are owned by those two nice people in the back, you would be sucking them into the village.
Yep.
So, just one clarification on me and brought up Perrysburg and how they, is there a chance down the road that he's going to bring up this and we're going to get forced to be annexed down the road?
Yeah, everything's like that. We're not.
I mean, are we getting a guarantee here that this isn't going to happen? That's what we're here for today, get a guarantee that they're not going to force us another year or two down the road.
Because they're in the sewer line and everything down our road.
Is
that
going to
make us tie into it?
It's not my
get him. Get him.
You had brought up about that with Perrysburg. We just want to guarantee that, you know, in a couple years down the road, you're not going to come back and say, oh, wait, we changed our mind now. We're going to run a sewer down there and we're going to have to answer.
Yeah, this council or this mayor cannot give that guarantee because they may not be here next November. And you're right. The new council may say, annex or we're shutting your water off.
And that's
so, and if we don't annex, you can shut our water off, but we can get a
not we.
Not so, with this new legislation, we're saying you receive both water and sewer.
And so I guess that's what the answer is we can't give that guarantee because the person sitting in my seat 6 months from now could say, no, we're going to change the legislation that you guys just passed. There will be a vote before this body, and they can change that. This council, this body right now, is saying that we don't have the desire to do that. So your vote coming into the next election is going to be important because you will be selected. Well, I guess not you, but the people of Delta. The people of Delta will be selecting. So I guess get out and preach to the people you want in because that's the best that we can do. Is we can take the steps that we can take now and amend that, but we can't put a forever in writing clause saying
not like a grandfather type thing in or nothing. So, I mean, a lot of this has been pushed down our throat whether we want it or not. That the Delta Acres was a shafty deal, closed doors deal with Andy Glenn. It was a force through, quiet hush hush, and we even approached because all of us along that would all want to buy. We all wanted to buy the property back there, and oh no, the realtor was going to get big bucks for it, and then he didn't. And so, you know, it was just kind of pushed on us. And any one of you are welcome to come out and walk my property now with the corns up. You can see right where those senior bills are going to go. And I hope that maybe somebody will fight for us to try and make it smaller. There's no need for 95 homes in that small area and 20 condos, senior condos. There's just not room for it.
I guess he.
We wanted the city.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a thing with the developer. And again, those contracts aren't set. None of that is finalized. None of that is for sure going to happen. Go ahead.
I'm wondering for the next kind of annexation. Would it be an option to eliminate city water from 7865 and go to a well? And if so, would that change anything in terms of how the new legislation would be written?
Well, I can tell you this, if you're going to go from village water to a well, you're going to have to contact the health department because they're going to have to test that. They're going to have to test the water and you're going to have to make sure it passes their inspection because I've actually seen it where the county could tell you, no, your water is not within any limit to consume and would prefer you to have village water instead. Or you're going to have to spend probably a couple hundred, probably spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars trying to make sure that water is clean enough for you to use and consume.
Yeah, I totally understand that too. That's why I'm just wondering more so about the process and how the legislation works. I'm not at this point concerned about the technical process or the cost, because that's how strongly we feel about staying in the township.
So, and this is coming from the village side of things. Mm-hmm. If you're receiving water and sewer, according to the new legislation that I don't have in front of me, so I can't say exactly how it's going to be worded, that you would be annexed into the village. And I think that's fair to the village, that we're providing both services. If you only have water right now, that's not going to change your interaction with that new legislation in any way. It would change your interaction with the old legislation that we would be overriding and removing.
Sure.
I guess the short answer is no. Removing yourself from water would not change the way we would write the new legislation and your interaction with it. You would still have to have both services to be affected by the annexation agreement.
So it wouldn't necessarily offer any more protection per se if the village does continue to expand, or property to the north eventually does get annexed or something. Any change like that, there'd be no additional protection for having a well.
Correct, because that would be up to the voting body at the current time and any changes they desired to make that legislation.
I got a question.
Yeah.
The people that all have septic systems, you run the sewer line, you're going to make us tie into that line, or can we still use our septic system?
That's
all health. That's health department. We don't have any. You're outside of the Delta jurisdiction. And to answer your question, the village can't force you to take our water. So if you decide to shut the spigot off, then you could shut the spigot off.
But I was told when I was going to do that, I had to put a back flush valve in, and then they were going to charge me quite a bit of money to come and check that every year.
Yeah, that's what they told us too.
Yeah. Because my brother had a well drilling business, and I was going to do it.
And that's all. But that's all the health department. That's where you would have to talk.
But putting the back flush valve in, when they turned their valve off at the street,
I don't even know how to change a light bulb.
Sure. The big thing that you would never make sure about valve was.
So eventually, I'm getting the cart in front of the horse, but if that does get annexed and that sewer goes through there, who has to pay for that?
The developer.
Right, the developer of that property would be in charge of the infrastructure costs to run and extend those lines to get to their property. Yep.
But we have to pay to run it to our house.
Yeah, so you would pay the tap fee if you chose to.
See, we have a
leach field.
Yes.
Well, yeah. And that's entirely up to you. That line can run through throwing things. That line can run through your property and you can choose not to tap into
okay.
it.
Okay.
That's what we wanted to know.
So yes. If you choose to tap into it, you are choosing to use the village services, because it's not like you're just going to drop a pipe in the ground and suddenly get village services and we're not going to know that you're using our wastewater. There's a whole process of getting connected in. So if it's just running through your property, the developer is paying that infrastructure cost to get that run and extend it to their land. But you are not forced to use that even though it's there.
But if we wanted to, we'd have to pay for the hookup fee.
Correct.
Gotcha.
The tap
fees.
That's fine then. Who else wants to yell at me? I'm ready. I'm fine. Let's go. She's at home.
So we're good on all that now?
We good? We're in. I have the legislation. That's meeting.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Next item is the job descriptions. Public Utilities Department.
Are we going to discuss them? Or? Yeah, so I have gone over these. The only issue that I have with these job descriptions, shocking, I know I only have one problem, is the listed compensation plan for the administrator or the superintendent is listed as salary. That position is currently not salary, and I do not know that wage discussion has been had between the mayor, the administrator, and that position. So I am content to approve all of the job descriptions with exemption of the administrator until wage discussions have been had in regards to that position.
Superintendent.
Or we can just change that right now to an hourly wage and call it a day.
You can amend it if you'd like.
So I'm content to send it to an hourly wage amend it and pass these through now. I've spoken with the superintendent. They had no issue. I did not have a chance to speak with the administrator, but it came in my packet, so I'm assuming he's good with it as well. So, anybody got concerns in these job descriptions?
This is just for the water plant, correct?
So this is the combined job description. This is wastewater and water being combined into one. These are the finalized job descriptions.
Okay. Can I ask just procedurally, could we have a motion to remove ordinance 19-2025 from the table?
I would make a motion to remove ordinance 19-2025 from the table.
I'll second that.
I have a motion. Second, roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Thank you. Now that's the discussion.
Yeah. So yes, that is, if council is content with that one.
So superintendent, no one, it's listed as salary.
It's listed as salary.
From salary, put it back to hourly as it stands now.
As it stands currently, correct.
Okay.
And other than that, I believe all parties are content with these.
Where's the wages for?
So wages will have to be discussed by council with the updated.
Okay, we're just doing the.
This is solely the job description, so we can have that conversation about wages.
When we do that, can we have this in bigger print?
Bigger print.
When you print them, it comes out just fine.
I did for the most part use size 11 font in Times New Roman, but.
I'm good with that.
Kosher? I'll make a motion to approve the job descriptions for the combination of wastewater and water treatment as amended for the administrator, or the superintendent position.
I'll second that.
A motion and a second. Roll call.
I have a question. I haven't seen anywhere in here where for the time limit to get your license.
Correct.
Is there anything?
There is no firm set time limit for.
Because you have to have X number of hours, and if they're splitting hours between two places, it's going to take them longer than a set amount of time.
I think we should put. You got two people, put one in each one so they can get qualified. Otherwise.
So, to answer your question, Councilman Dawson, so if you look at operators one, two, and three, like for example, operator three, for example, we do require that you have, you know, a level two water or a level two wastewater license. And if you were to receive a level three, you would have to successfully obtain it within 12 months of hiring or promotion. Basically, what we wanted to include these job descriptions was that in the event you either got hired on or you got promoted, it was, you know, to your point, yes, we gave you a timeline of when you need to pursue your new certification.
It's under qualifications for each job, like on the second page of each job description. Jamie, did you review these?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a motion and a second.
And I was waiting to make sure Tommy. Motion and second, roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
For our next meeting, could we have wage scales of neighboring similar sized. He's normally
I was gonna say, okay.
He's normally right there.
Not my lane.
Can we get comparative wage scales for our next wage discussion at the council meeting?
I've been trying to work on that, and it's just, you know, kind of, as I kind of explained to the mayor, you know, 1 half hour I'm working on this, the next half hour I got a phone call doing something else. So I will work on getting that prioritized.
Perfect. Marlena, if you get time, can we get rough estimated hours worked since they're not, I'm not asking you to calculate, you got
them?
Maybe it's you. That way we can discuss whether it's going to be easier to get bonuses to catch up or whether we're going to do back pay.
7% pay raise.
Then we can just have all that hashed out for the wage discussion next meeting.
Huh?
It's in the thing.
Where?
Zero.
I've reviewed my job description and we'll get a pay increase in 7% pay increase.
We're going to talk about wages next meeting. And so Robert just said.
We have signed, no one signed an acknowledgement form. We're simply agreeing on the job description.
Yes, that's a 7% pay increase.
Yep, on the acknowledgement form.
On the acknowledgement form. All we're doing right now is talking about the job descriptions. That's it. Wages, that'll be the job description. We'll get into wages the next meeting when we have them in front of us.
You're not seeing that in the job description, right?
There's an acknowledgement form tied, like there's another page tied to all that documents.
So am I good to move on?
There is one thing I do want clarification from council. For that 7% raise, do you want it to be 7% increase based off of their base pay or off of their base pay plus their license incentives?
I would be content to have that during the wage discussion next week.
Okay.
Or not next week, but in 2 weeks.
They get base pay plus you get paid based on the license you have. Like you get an extra 50 cents or whatever if you have a 1. You get an extra 75 if you have a 2.
I don't agree with that being in there on their acknowledgement form. I didn't see that, Tony. Thank you for pointing it out. We haven't discussed wages. I'm agreeing to the job description. Doesn't have anything to do with the acknowledgement form.
Well, I would suggest that if you want to do a motion to approve the acknowledgement form separate, and then you can vote on that. But it isn't part of the job description.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not part of the job description. The job descriptions are the job descriptions.
Right.
This is simply a form that could be passed out to an employee to sign for this.
Correct.
But we did not pass the acknowledgement form. We only passed the job description.
I just want to make that perfectly clear.
Now would be an appropriate time for someone to make a motion to pass ordinance 19-2025, since it's off the table. That's the ordinance establishing the Department of Public Utilities.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yeah. All right, moving on. A discussion of fire hall concrete quotes.
And is that was a first reading?
No, that was a third reading. We had two prior readings that was tabled, so it passes tonight. According to my notes, we had two prior readings.
The job descriptions passed tonight.
I love paper. You're my favorite right now.
I got an update on the Funk's quote just late this afternoon.
Excellent.
A concrete expert isn't here today.
I know. What are you doing?
Back to 19-2025. That's not an emergency, so it's going to sit for 30 days.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Yep.
I called Mr. Glasgow, the other quotes, And everything on his quote's still the same. No cost increase in material or anything like that. So the bigger question was this other one. So I spoke to him, so he updated it to include the sealer and then changed the concrete. Time frames, same 7 days of curing time as the other one, so.
Chiquel, the other one was 54, by the reserve?
53,700.
We just gotta decide which one we're going with tonight, or?
If we're looking to get this going, I think that's what we're doing. So we're talking a $4,000 difference.
Tony likes Funks.
You like Funks? It's $4,000 cheaper for the same work now that they're not using fast setting concrete and using a sealer, so I think fiscally that makes sense.
Did you, like, anyone on your end have any preferences? Okay. Just want to make sure.
That it's done. Do we have a total of what we've spent so far in repairs at the fire department? Because I know we allotted a certain dollar value amount, and I just want to make sure that neither one of these would put us over said allotted dollar value amount.
We would have to double check, but we were waiting on to see what concrete coat you guys were going to go with before we could accurately see where we were going to be at. Because I think the majority of the money that we spent so far was what we had budgeted as for repairs and maintenance already.
We need a motion in a second.
Well, have we heard anything yet if they're looking at signing anything before we do this?
They haven't talked to me about that, so.
I mean, I reached out to a trustee at your township and they haven't gotten back to me.
Last I heard, they're waiting for repairs to be finished, and then they would.
See, that's the thing, dealing with York, we've never had a good working rapport with York Township trustees. And I'm just afraid of putting all this money into it.
We got it, the stuff needs done anyways, Tony.
Huh?
The stuff needs repaired anyways. We've been sitting on it doing nothing for the last 30 years.
Huh? You know, that's the.
And this is what happens when you sit on a building as a landowner and don't do a damn thing. Now you come up and you have to make all these expensive repairs because you haven't done the preventative maintenance on that building.
I'll do it this way. If we go ahead and do this and they say we're not going to do it, then I think we need to raise the rent.
Well, I believe our contract doesn't expire until 2028 and we're halfway through. So, I mean, we could certainly make a note and hopefully try to remember in the future to raise it. But that was something that was brought to my attention already that about potentially raising the rent once the agreement expires.
The longer they don't sign the contract, the more money we get anyway, because they're paying us for the rent.
They're still paying us rent.
Not that much.
And the building has to be repaired.
More than $1 of the building. So it's more in their interest to sign the agreement quicker than ours.
I just got the. When did you send that to me? Last week on Friday or Thursday? But I never even saw the agreement until the other day when it was sent to me. So in there, it has like what we talked about initially was like old quotes and all that stuff. So if I could sign it, I would sign it. But I can't. I can't do contracts as an employee. So.
I'll make a motion to go with Funks under the condition that it doesn't exceed the $75,000 we allotted to.
I don't think it should.
I just put it in there.
I don't think so. I have a motion to go with Funks.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on to new business.
Wait, before we move on to new business, I'm sorry. We discussed resolution 14, 2024 about the Ohio plan. back on June 16th, and I had asked the administrator if the higher amount had been budgeted for. And I did get a response, actually, from Jenna Flores, that the budget amount was less than the renewal amount due. The amount was increased, but not enough to match it. So we budgeted more than the previous year, but not enough to cover this whole thing. Conrad went and explained to Jenna all the reasons for the increases and stuff, and she was able to do transfers within the departments and accounts, because that's spread over all funds, you know, to balance the negatives in those lines. So she, we believe everything was covered, is now covered in the budget for the increase.
And that would show in the encumbrances pages that we reviewed earlier, correct?
No, not in encumbrances, because it doesn't, that was from last year. It just means that she found, like, let's say the police department was going to be, I'm just picking on you, Chief. Let's say the police department, the Ohio plan, was $300 more than what was initially budgeted for. She found, like, maybe $300 in uniforms. It's not to say we might not have to look for $300 in uniforms if they spend that, but she just, you can move items within the funds. And so that's what they did to cover for the increase in the Ohio plan.
Do we have a dollar difference in what we budgeted versus what was spent?
No.
Okay.
But I just wanted to let council know that I got an answer on that.
Okay.
Sorry.
And new business, new website preview.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So give me one second here again.
All right, so just kind of show you the difference here real quick. Everybody can see it, right? Like, there's nobody that needs to come forward to see this. So this is currently what the village is, this is currently what the Village of Delta's website looks like. And when I first came into the village, one of the things that I kind of reviewed and I looked at our website was that while it's not a bad website, while it does really do the job that we had asked it to do, it really isn't a kind of website that municipal governments really, really should be using. It's really not as user-friendly as what I hoped it would be. So when G. Chapel and I first came into the village, that was actually one of the first things we discussed, was that we needed to get a new website. And which is why, in my previous experience, I had used a company called Civic Plus. And Civic Plus is the company that the city of Wauseon and even Fulton County uses for their website. So this is what the old website looks like currently. And this is what the new website is going to look like. So this is a lot easy. This is going to be a lot easier for people to use. So what we have down here at the bottom is we have six simple buttons. And you can be able to access this on your phone as well, and I will demonstrate how you can use it on your phone as well. So let's say, for example, you want to look at the agenda in minutes. So you click here. As soon as it loads. Try and get into the new, try to reload it. Apparently the Wi-Fi is running slow today. I'll kind of explain it to you as it's trying to load here, but basically what the new website is going to be allowing you to do is when you want to find the agenda and minutes from the previous council meeting, you can click on the agenda and minutes tab. It'll get you to the agenda and minutes, and you can click on the meeting and it'll pull up the PDF of the agenda from the previous meeting or for the upcoming meeting. And just like so the minutes, you can upload the PDF and it'll upload and you can see it right there. So right here you have notify me, as Chief Chaplain may be able to explain a bit more. The purpose of notify me is in the event that you want to be notified of any up and coming events or any news that are coming out of the village. All you got to do is just sign up and subscribe, whether it's by email or by phone. You can sign up with it, and what it'll do is it'll send you a text in the event you want a text instead of an email. It'll go straight to your phone, and it'll let you know, like, say, when the next council meeting is going to be, or when a special meeting is going to be, or even when just something simple as, a water main break occurs, where we just let you know that, hey, avoid these streets when you come in. So it's something that we can easily do. We have this tab, which is the reported concern. Now, what reported concern is basically if you have a complaint that you want to issue to the village, or if you want to, file a nuisance complaint, all you got to do is fill out the form here. It's just an easy fillable form. You submit it, and it goes to the appropriate person that the nuisance is for. Employment, same aspect. You can fill out all your information that you find on a resume right there. Now, one of the easiest things that you can do is, let's say Village Hall got closed. And let's say you got to come in and you got to pay your water bill. Well, all you got to do is click online payment, pay utilities, and within two simple clicks, it'll take you to our IntelliPay where you can pay using your card in the event you need to. And so some of the other cool things that we found about this new website is that you can add is we have our calendar where we can show all of our calendar events and we can add it as we see fit. We are still in the midst of working on the website, filling in all the appropriate stuff we need. So, but I mean, you have your About Delta column, you have your government officials where you can look at the administrator's office, the mayor, the codified ordinances, as well as ordinances and resolutions that we need to upload as well. So, we have our departments here. All the same departments you can find on the previous website you can have here. And this one for our police department. And this in the police department page on the village website was edited completely by Chief Chapel and his assistant, Ms. Taft, who put this together for any event that anybody needed to get a hold of any information out of the police department or even need to contact them for that matter. So, Chief Chapel, is there anything you wanted to add on your aspect of your department page?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff on there. There's information on how to give compliments, how to make complaints, career opportunities when they're posted. Currently, we don't have any. Openings, there's a page on community outreach that shows the different things we've done in the community. There's a public records request, how to make them, what we provide, and the pay associated with redaction of BWC currently. There's a page on part of that public records request. There's how to request accident report through the state or through the department. We have information on there on all the auctions and impounds, auctions that the village does with a link to govdeals.com. And then frequently asked questions about impounds and how to get your vehicle out of impound. We have our department policies, which forms and permits, which include the permits to the different events, and our department policies, which are all public record,
So all of our division policies are on there as well. The handbook's on there, and then we have a picture and a bio of all the department staff that's on there, as well as a picture and the years served for all the chiefs past and present.
And then lastly, you just have this tab up here, which is our resources and forms. And that is just kind of what we have, where you can find pretty much every form you're ever going to need or any website you might think you might need from the village. Now, I'm going to close out with...
Is the charter on there too then? Place to easily click on that.
It's under codified ordinances.
Yep. Okay. So you click, so you go under government officials, you get codified ordinances, online codified ordinances. And as soon as it loads.
Is the village planning to maintain an updated codified ordinances completely online? I know that we have, someone else has been maintaining the one that's currently on the Delta's website, correct?
Walter Green,
and that is not always accurate. There's an asterisk on it that says, come get one in paper from us for fully accurate, but is the village way to take that over? Is Walter Green going to continue to update that?
I just sent them a list of all of the ordinance and resolutions for 23 and 24 and 25.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for them to get back to me with the...
Yeah, you'll get an ordinance with all that.
So they'll continue to maintain that aspect, okay.
Civic Plus can maintain and incorporate that as part of a website too, if that's something. We didn't do that feature, but that is a feature that they do. I've looked at some townships and cities that do that as well.
Just two more questions, I guess. Are we ensuring that we're meeting all accessibility requirements by law for any impairments that might be needing to...
That's the purpose of switching to Civic Plus in the first place, is it's all ADA compliant now.
Perfect.
So we're ahead of laws.
And that was why I recommended Civic Plus, was because of the fact that they do take part in ADA compliance. So one more thing I just wanted to show council before we move on to our next item is... is the fact that you can also... It's how simple it is to use on... So this is our website, but sort of like the mobile version, where again, you also have your six buttons that are right here. You scroll down, you have your newsflash, your calendar, and then all that same information you're looking to find, it's then very easy, simple steps. So that was something I just wanted to show council, just as part of what the new website will be. So we are looking to have this go live come Monday, July 28th. So that being said, is there any other further questions?
All right, moving on then. Resolution 15-2025 is an emergency.
Can't do it as an emergency. We need five.
Oh.
So it's just going to have to be a first reading.
All right. Resolution 15-2025 is a first reading.
Resolution 15-2025 is a resolution indicating the Village of Delta, Fulton County, Ohio, will provide utilities and police protection services to certain property titled to Ryan Woodring, which holder is seeking annexation of said property pursuant to Fulton County 2025-2 to the Village of Delta. First reading.
Why did you say that had to be a first reading again and not?
Because we need five people here to do an emergency.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yep. I forgot.
Tell everybody.
I'll make a motion for first reading.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Freak?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson's?
Yes.
Ordinance 24-2025 as a first reading.
Ordinance 24-2025 is an ordinance specifying the approval of the Council of the Village of Delta, Fulton County, Ohio, of the pending annexation petition number 2025-2 of Ryan Woodring to annex property to the Village of Delta, Fulton County, Ohio.
What's the difference between these two? Just
so the first one is a the ordinance is that you approve the annexation because you don't have to when somebody wants to join the village, you don't have to accept it. So the first one is to approve it. The second one, the resolution, is that if they come into the village, then we provide services, police, streets, utilities, etc.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And just so you know, what happens then is if council passes these, we send them to the county commissioners because they filed a petition there that's waiting. And then once the county commissioners get this, they'll check and make sure that all the requirements are met, and then it'll come back to you one more time to say, will you accept the final petition? So this is just the first step.
Okay.
Doesn't it have to be to them within a certain amount of time?
I'm going to have to beg a little bit.
Okay, I was going to say, since we're not doing it as an emergency.
Right. It's supposed to be 20 days from the day the petition is filed. So we'll be outside of that by the next meeting, but it shouldn't be an issue, I don't believe. This is 100% annexation, so. But so thank you for pointing that out.
I'll make a motion for first reading.
Second.
No motion and second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Freak?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yeah.
Any questions related to today's council proceedings? Yep. No, you can ask from there. That's fine. Yeah.
I'm asking about the loves. I know that he had stated that the property was supposed to be getting settled and sold. Are we moving forward with this project, or is it kind of at
No, my understanding is once Love's finalizes the sale of the land, then they'll start breaking ground and everything.
Okay. Does when the county added on and did the extensions out there that they're working on, is that for part of that?
I believe
is
so.
That was a DOT requirement for that Love's to go there. Yes, that was.
That was an issue with some of the stuff. So we are hopefully moving forward with that project
to bring
revenue into the Village of Delta, which will be great. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, just
seeing
where we're at.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Phillips, I got a question. Approximately a year ago, council approved for paint fire hydrant, and the fire department said they would do it to the west. Now, nothing's been done. I just wondered if that was still...
Yes, they're in the process of painting them. Actually, okay. Chief Gillen's son has been doing the majority of them.
Been working on that by himself.
I thought it was going to be the whole fire.
No, it's, we can help them rush. It's part of a community service project for the football team. So last year he got about 10% of them done by himself. There's a lot of scraping that's involved with that, but which he didn't know about. So he's been out doing that again.
Okay.
We're trying to get the south side of Main Street done all the way to the west, and he's going to work that way, and then we're going to work on this side of town.
Oh, that'd be neat. That'd be what? They took that one out of involved there by you.
No, they put a new one in.
Yeah,
we did find that. Wood Street got a brand new one, too.
That's down.
Yeah. So. Any other? Yes, ma'am.
I want to get this clarification. So I'm 7837 County Road 7-2, and our property goes over Bear Creek. So the land behind us, is that township or is that Village. It's owned by Delta Acres.
If it's Delta Acres property, it is Village property.
Okay. So between Adrian Street and 7-2.
Right.
And that intersection of 7-2 and H, who will be contacted about concerns about traffic? Like, it's always, it has, as you know, if you go down that way, you know, 7-2 doesn't have a stop sign.
It's dangerous.
There. Yeah. And if they end up putting a...
Would that be...
On the end?
Because that's outside the village.
Right. Is that like the county?
Yes.
Yeah. The county. Is it a state route?
Oh.
Is it a state route?
No. It's County Road H and County Road 7-2, so you'd have to...
Contact the county.
Yep.
I have one question. Well, when you put in the new home, you guys require that there's a valid work up on the property just to make sure that they...
Inspection?
Property lines, are you meeting that? I mean, everything we've ever built before, we had to have that.
You're talking permitting and zoning requirements and things of that nature? So all permitting, actually he's sitting right here, he can answer that question in terms of that.
So what kind of, so what do you, what are you exactly looking for when building a new house?
So the house next door to us is the one that's going up the tax
office.
And we wanted to know if they had to do a formal, you know, survey of the land, so we knew where the...
Well, I would assume they already got a survey of the land when they were, before they went to the county BZA.
Now, since it affects our property line, is there a way that we know? Because it's not marked out there. I don't see any markings out in the front.
Well,
that property's not currently inside village limits, correct?
Right.
So that's...
He is now. You just made him inside.
Yeah. Well, first of all, yeah.
But...
So yeah, if I guess the permitting wouldn't have gone through the village of Delta in that case, so we wouldn't have any of that information currently.
Well, yeah, because the BZ, yes.
It'd be York Township trustees.
Well, the county BZA had approved their permits, and they were given a timeline of when they had to tear down the old house and construct a new one. But in terms of when the property lines and where the properties are at, I mean, I'm not sure if they got a surveyor or not. I would have thought maybe the developer got a surveyor, maybe not. I mean, that's, but I would certainly recommend you guys going out and getting us and surveying your land, if anything.
All set? Any other questions? The next regular village meeting will be Monday, August 4th, 2025 at 5:30 p.m. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Dalton?
Yes.
Shy?
Yep.
We are adjourned.